It's becoming harder to make sure there are enough people available for color guards, according to David Schenck, director of Erie County's Veterans Services Agency. Many municipalities or event organizers turn to local veteran posts for color guards. The problem, many veterans are aging, dying off, and some posts have closed in recent years.
Often what happens is these events are coordinated between the local municipality and local posts. And if the posts are no longer in existence, the towns are smart enough to reach out to the people who are former members of that post and kind of use them as a reference to help make sure that the Memorial Day event does have the proper veteran flavor to it.
Schenck, who lives in the town of Boston, says several years ago when faced with the problem of a local veteran post with an aging membership, it was suggested firefighters get involved. It's an idea that has worked.
We decided to reach out to the three fire companies, the Boston Emergency Squad, and also the town board, private citizens, and the VFW, and we were able to build a good-sized color guard. We actually carried the U.S. VFW town, the four emergency service flags, two M1 ceremonial rifles, and two ceremonial axes. So we actually have a color guard with two squads, six in the first, five in the back, and then I usually serve as the squad leader.
You don't have to be a veteran to serve on a color guard, but you do need to know the proper steps and procedures. Schenck, who is a first sergeant in the U.S. Army Reserve, will have participants arrive early to brief them and allow them to practice proper drill procedures. One year, he says, he got compliments from parade goers who didn't realize only two among the color guard had actually served in the military. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.